The clock was still striking when we found the shop under the bell tower. The violin maker was an odd little man, but his face lit up when he saw the violin. A Stradivarius in his workshop. He took up the pieces like delicate flowers and shook his head sadly. When he saw our disappointment, he promised to repair the violin that day. He shooed us out and closed up his shutters. We returned to the school confused and silent.
Rosa, you're cruel.
Cruel? I'm cruel? You took my mask without asking.
We all know. Give it back. Rosa, you promised.
No, I didn't.
Girls, what a commotion. This sounds like one of my operas, except there's no blood.
Ah! She pinched me.
I did not.
Well, if there is going to be bloodshed, we must make this quarrel into an opera.
You're going to write an opera for us?
Yes, it's easy. You just have to listen to people and hear the music in their words. Come over here to the harpsichord. Belinda, get ready to give us a cello line, G minor, just a circle of fifths. Now, Rosa, I could hear you all the way down the hall. What happened?
She called me cruel.
Oh, that's a good opening for a scene. Am I cruel? Am I cruel? Sing that for me.
Am I cruel? Am I cruel?
Tell her.
You took my mask without asking. You should have asked my permission. We'll also so give it back. We'll
ask her.
So give it back.
Rosa,
you promised.
No, she didn't.
A duet.
You promised. No, she didn't. You promised me.
Catalina.
No, I did. Maria, forget it. Rosa, please lend it.
Again.
Rosa, please lend it. Give it up.
No,
give
no,
it
no.
Rosa, don't you
no,
know?
No, no,
please. Next time you should ask her first.
There's your opera.
All day we rehearsed and rehearsed for the concert. If only Giovanni would bring the violin back as good as new. But he didn't come.